Lurie, right? LORIWRIGH, 2/5/17/72. Chief complaint. Achiness, tiredness, feel the volume depleted, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. Patient is a 51-year-old woman, happily married. She was given Lexapro at one time. She chose earlier this year to go off of it. She didn't talk to anyone not undergoing psychotherapy. She just went off the Lexapro 10 milligram cold turkey and started having these symptoms. Period. In the paragraph, she's definitely not suicidal. We have explored this today. But she does need to talk to a therapist, and she said she will start getting involved in a psychotherapy or some kind of women's group at church. Period. In the paragraph, she's in law enforcement, so is her husband. They bring their work home, and there's a lot of stress involved in that. Co-immunization, non-family history, grandparents with diabetes and stroke, mom and dad are healthy, colonoscopy, non-mammogram up to date. Review of system, achiness, tiredness, feels like she's dry, nausea, some vomiting, some diarrhea, but all of this has improved and have not been a continual issue over on ongoing basis. Allergy, none, surgery, tubal ligation, right knee surgery. Social, no smoking, no drinking, married 22 years, never been pregnant. Again, works for the police department here. Husband works for the police department as well, for a different division. Medical problems, history, heart murmurs, medications, none. Only 5-HTP now, off Lexapro. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. She weighs 155 pounds, no significant change, 99%, 98.6, 18, 69, 127 over 74. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin, shows no rash, or mucosal with amnesia, logical, non-focal, TMs are clear. Assessment, I believe patient's symptoms are related to coming off the Lexapro. Number two, we talked about starting the 5 milligram and slowly coming off that. She doesn't want to. Number three, not suicidal once again. Number four, she's going to get a psychotherapist to talk to her and stay in contact with at all times. Next one is maintenance exam is up to date. Next one is because of her symptoms. We looked at her abdomen. Her liver looks normal. Gallbladder looks normal. Kidneys look normal. Thyroid also looks normal in face of her feelings that she's having. Arm pain and leg pain related to coming off Lexapro most likely. There's no PVD or DVT noted. Next one is no fatty liver. Next number, no minimal carotid stenosis. Next one is, as far as her heart murmur is concerned, we looked at her echocardiogram, which is called normal. Next number, urinalysis is negative. Next number, flu A, flu B is negative. Next number, she did have a history of interstitial cystitis, and I put her in touch with Dr. Dulewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I, to follow up with. She's not having any issues right now. Next number, again, she's off the Lexapro, doesn't want to go back on the Lexapro. And he's not suicidal once again. Next number, call me on Thursday to see how she's doing. Next number, she did have blood work done recently. Next number, if she's not better by Thursday, I'm going to do more as far as more blood work and such. Next number, we talked about the importance of psychotherapy at length before leaving. Thank you.